are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say antidepressants may do more harm than good. They say antidepressants are causing problems with digestion, sexual function. Are they really as good as all the hype? Now, a team from McMaster University looked at previous patient studies and the effects of antidepressants, looking at risks, some of them including premature death, suicide ideation, etc. And they say that we need to be a lot more cautious about the widespread use of these drugs. So I think we should be cautious about everything. Yeah, I don't think we should overprescribe everything. All right. But they say the vast majority of serotonin that the body produces, which is what many of these quote unquote antidepressants do, they're called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, where they increase your body's serotonin. It also is used for digestion, helps with blood clots, reproduction, development. Serotonin is extremely important. All right. Now, they have found that many of these medications could cause developmental problems in infants, maybe autism. These medications could cause sexual dysfunction. We talked about that, erectile dysfunction, lack of orgasm, lack of sex drive, digestive problems, some abnormal bleeding, and now even stroke in the elderly. They say the authors reviewed three recent studies showing that elderly antidepressant users are more likely to die than non-users, even after taking other important variables into account. So they're thinking that maybe these medications are more harmful than beneficial. Now, we know that millions of people are prescribed these each year. All right. And it is probably the fastest growing group of medications prescribed. All right. I think it's a very close match between antibiotics and sleeping aids and pain pills. But antidepressants definitely on the rise. I hate that we call them antidepressant. They say we found that the more these drugs affect serotonin and other neurotransmitters in your brain, which is what they're supposed to do, the greater your risk of relapse once you stop taking them. All right. Okay. Now, I've talked to you all about this, but let's review really quickly what these medicines do. Now, we're talking about your Prozac, your Lexapro, your Celexa, your Paxil, your Zoloft. These medicines are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So they inhibit the reuptake selectively of the serotonin. Now, what does that mean? Okay. When you shoot serotonin from one neurotransmitter to another, the other neurotransmitter picks it up. It has to have a receptor for it, kind of like a basketball hoop. All right. So these selective reuptake inhibitors of serotonin block the basketball hoop. Okay. They block the receptor. Now, the reason why that works for people is because it allows their serotonin then to float around the body and do more of what it needs to do, as opposed to getting picked up by the receptor and being metabolized. Now, your body gets smart. Your body goes, well, wait a second, I'm supposed to have receptors for the chemical. So if it's getting blocked, I guess I got to make more. And what happens is your body starts to make more, which is why some people who used to do very well on Prozac 10 decades ago needed to go up to Prozac 20. And then they need to go up to Prozac 40. And some of them went up to Prozac 80 or 60. Now, what happens is, let's say you stop the medication. You don't have access to your doctor, you don't have health insurance anymore, it's expensive, or you just don't want to take the pill. If you stop the medication abruptly, now you have all these receptors, or these basketball hoops. So when your natural serotonin shoots out, it gets picked up very quickly. So rather there being a little bit of a line before the serotonin gets picked up, there's no line because there's so many receptors, so many basketball hoops for it to fall through. And if that's the case, you could have a reactive depression. You could have a real slump in your serotonin. So that's why many scientists are like, look, we may want to slow down on this, or we may want to be very, very cautious and strategic about how we use these medicines. Now, as a clinician, I agree with that, because when I have people lose their insurance, and many people have over the last few years with the recession, the depression worsened. And remember, as a doctor, I want to make sure people aren't depressed and they don't have suicidal ideation. They don't think about suicide. They don't think about homicide. They don't think about leaving their wife and kids. And, you know, some people, you know, it's not that they're taking the medicine because they're depressed. They take it because they're grumpy. They get mean, mood disorders. They spank the kids, right? And this prevents them from, it's like, you know what? My kid spills soda in the car. I'm no big deal. I don't punish him. We need to watch a lot of these people very closely. And so we use these medications. I even use the medications for people without mood disorder. I use these medications for people who have PMS, for people who kind of internalize a lot and get ulcers, people with migraines, insomnia. It works, because if stress is a factor and they can't tell if it's the serotonin issue or not, you know, helping increase their serotonin seems to help. And I have been able to get people off a lot of their antacids. And remember, chronic antacid use has its own set of problems, like thinning the bones, a reactive hyperacidity, loss of calcium absorption, migraine medications. Migraine medications can increase your blood pressure. So if some of these medications help my patients with their headaches, right? And then what about sleep disorder and insomnia? That study came out a couple months ago saying early death or use of sleeping medications at least 1.5 times a month, as little as that, could cause early death, shorten your lifespan. And so somebody could argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, maybe these medications are safer than what else is out there. So many of us doctors like them and like these medications if we think it's going to get you off the Valium, if it's going to get you off some of the pain medicines because you're popping the pain pills because they make you feel better. You know, so we use these medications very strategically, but we're finding so many uses where these work. And I'm going to tell you, if I had a choice between giving you a Valium, giving you a pain pill, giving you an antacid, giving you a migraine medicine, are you telling me that these medicines work? I would prefer these medicines. But, of course, we still have to keep an eye on you. All right, guys, please call in with your medical questions. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, so please call in with your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on our Facebook page. Now, a fake dentist has been arrested in Long Island, New York, where he was practicing dentistry without any formal medical or dental training or licensure or even knowledge. Police arrested Manuel Carranza, 46 years old, today after they received a tip about the alleged unlicensed dental practice. This is being reported by Fox. They say the home office reportedly contained dental equipment as well as a number of prescription medications and two stun guns. According to the Long Island Press, Carranza also possessed a forged New York State identification card. Carranza was charged with unauthorized practice of a crime, possession of a forged instrument, possession of a dangerous weapon, and criminal diversion of a prescription. From what I understand, he was charging $50. And nobody thought that was a little odd. You know, you think really $50 for dental care, all right, out of his own home? They said when they went in there, it was absolutely filthy. Just filthy. So, you know, you just really, really wonder about people and why they think they could do something and not get caught. You know, apparently a Las Vegas man, we were talking about this, wanted for his birthday present to kill his wife. He had a friend try to find somebody who was a hitman who would go to his house, look like there was a scuffle, and then kill his wife. Just kind of like that movie, A Perfect Murder, with Viggo Mortensen and Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, and so apparently the quote-unquote friend informed the police decided to do a sting operation, and they ended up catching him. And he said, you know, look, this is for his birthday. She cheated on him. She's taking his money, taking his cars. Please kill her. And I think he was offering $2,000. So they caught him. Yeah, you know, and one of the reasons he said is his wife threatened to call INS on him. So he didn't want immigration services called. So kill her. Like, you know, a death in the family won't bring any attention to yourself, right? So, what are you going to do? All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, did you hear about this Delta flight? A Delta flight from, I believe, Detroit to Chicago had to be quarantined. And the passengers aboard Delta Flight 3163 today were quarantined on the plane. It had been grounded for more than 2 hours at Chicago Midway Airport. The CDC said it received a report that one of the passengers who has been in Africa may have a case of monkeypox. I know. Excuse me. Huh. So we got chickenpox, there's smallpox, and then I guess there's monkeypox. It's a viral disease. And it's, you know, kind of one of the exotic infections, they call it. Anything that you get overseas, they call exotic. The disease, I guess, was first seen in lab monkeys. Hence, that's where they got its name. But they actually see this a lot in rodents, sometimes primates. You see it usually in Central West Africa. You see it a lot of times through the rainforests. And I guess in humans, it kind of looks like smallpox. And they think smallpox vaccination will protect you. It can be, you know, passed people to people. Right now, no monkeypox vaccine, from what I understand, but smallpox vaccine. They say in June 18th, 2003, 93 cases of monkeypox were in the United States. Now, they experienced fever, headaches, myalgias, chills, sweats. One-third of patients had non-productive coughs. I think everybody lived, if I remember correctly. Many of them had rashes, etc., but prairie dogs that got the lesions died. Okay, but humans were okay. So anyway, somebody freaked out because I guess a passenger's family member was concerned by the rash and decided to call the CDC. Now, apparently they said it does not appear that the signs and symptoms are consistent with a monkey pox infection, maybe another type of infection. Medical professionals suggested the ill passenger seek care. Wouldn't you be ticked off sitting on a plane thinking you had to be quarantined because somebody in row 32E has possible monkey pox? All right, I guess pilot would not open the door. They pulled up to the gate and they all had to sit there. Pilot said, we cannot open the door. Medical personnel are meeting the plane. Then finally, two people from the Chicago Fire Department came on and went to examine a passenger, a woman from Uganda. She was traveling, and they thought she might have been exposed to some kind of a disease. This is from one of the witnesses. She said the officers in hazmat suits took pictures, sent them to the CDC in Atlanta. Now they are interviewing some passengers. It sounds that the woman does not have the disease. All right. So let me see what else happened there. Okay. So, of course, passengers went to social media, tweeting, commenting on Facebook, and were pretty ticked. All right. But, hey, you know what? At least we got a lesson on smallpox. Not too bad. Not too shabby. Okay. So what's going on with our teenagers? Looks like tongue piercings. Tongue piercings are big. Big now for teens. I don't know why they think it's so attractive. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. These kids are doing them even 12 years old and younger. All right? So, and many of them do hide it from their parents. Okay, now from what I understand, there is no minimum age. You could get any of your parts pierced. I mean, look how people, you know, they do little ear piercings for the little babies, and it's cute. You know, and you know, babies cry for a little bit, but then they're, you know, fine, and then they wear their earrings, and you know, they're fine, etc. But you know, gosh, these kids, and I don't like the tongue piercings. All right. A lot of times they get infected. Many of my patients, it scrapes on their upper teeth. I don't like the idea of metal. I just have a problem with all people always wearing metal. You know, I know I don't have any scientific proof to back this up, you know, but, you know, we talk about bras and the underwire. And, you know, I wonder if there's a correlation between breast cancer and that. You know, maybe it picks up some of the radiation. I don't know. You know, I don't know if something with the metal and the electromagnetic radiation and some sort of circuit, I don't know. But I just don't think it's a good idea to always have metal around. All right? I mean, even look at these metal hip implants. They bother people. I don't think the body does that well with metal. And I know sometimes it's nickel or stainless steel, etc. I mean, I had a woman who was pregnant, just couldn't eat, was throwing up, had hyperemesis gravidarum. And I said, look, for the hell of it, take out your piercing. She's like, say what? My boyfriend thinks it's cute. I go, look, your boyfriend thought it was cute. You got pregnant. That's wonderful. Okay, you know he likes you. Take out the piercing. Okay? Let's just see what happens. And her vomiting stopped. Now, it could be miraculous. It could be she just got over her morning sickness. But sometimes it just doesn't jive with the body. So, you know, examine your kids or your grandkids. Just take a look. Just take a peek at, you know, what's going on in their tongue. Just, you know, and you can tell if they have a hole there. Because many of them, they'll get the piercing. They won't show mom and dad. They'll kiss you goodnight. Next morning, they pop it back in. And again, it's not very sexy. Okay? And even if it is sexy, your 10-year-old or your 12-year-old shouldn't be trying to be sexy. All right. What else is going on? Starchy foods can cut bowel cancer risk. They say eating more corn, lentils, peas, beans, and other legumes can reduce the risk of developing bowel cancer. From Australian researchers have found, they say foods in resistant starch, well, obviously, all right, a type of fiber that cannot be digested. Now, we've talked about this many times. You really need the complex carbs, okay? Whole grains and cereals, bananas, cooked potatoes, pasta, and rice may have a form of fiber and resistant starch. They say the recommended daily intake of resistant starch is about 20 grams or 0.7 ounces, which is equivalent to about 3 cups of cooked lentils. Yuck. Now, that is about 4 times more than what the typical Western diet consumes. We don't eat enough fiber. We don't. But this is talking about resistant starch. Now, again, as many vegetables as you could get in, great, you need to do. All right? But we eat so much simple sugars, like your fructose and your sucrose, the sugary stuff. We eat, you know, white bread and refined this and refined that we think we're getting enough. Why don't you get your starches from these legumes and beans and corn? We got to stop that sound. I love it. You know, whole grain, kind of, you know, the stuff that kind of gets in your teeth and grits, you know, and makes you not want to eat the rest of your dinner. That's the kind of food that your bowel needs. And that's what really works on the colon. And remember, we've talked about why one of the reasons we think people get colon cancer, in addition to genetics, is because that food sits and festers and has time to mess with the bowel wall. Well, if you're pooping pretty regularly and passing it, you could decrease your chance of bowel cancer. So good stuff there. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost 1 per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeProfessionalBePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry. The BeProfessionalBePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProfessionalBePrepared.com.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Coming April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits.
Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways.
1,000 packets of heirloom seeds.
1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map.
1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss.
10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Shealy.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials tonight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. A big thanks to you all for listening to the show. A big thanks to our troops. And God bless America. I'm just in one of those moods where I just want to thank everybody. Now, somebody who is not thanking the media is a Texas A&M student. Justin Newman is a graduate student at Texas A&M University. Well, he apparently was in Las Vegas and decided to use the hangover bus. Now, remember, we were talking about this hangover bus. This hangover heaven bus drives around the Las Vegas Strip, and it allows people that has a hangover to come in and get some IV fluids. Maybe some anti-inflammatories, some anti-nausea medicine, such that they can then recoup and get over their hangover quicker so they could go about and do what they need to do. Now, I was interviewed by this from the Associated Press and multiple other networks, you know, asking what I thought about it. And I go, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world because we've been doing this in hospitals all the time, in ERs, hook people up to banana bags, get them fluid, etc. You know, I'm a little worried about the Toradol and Zofran, just in case the person does not give an accurate depiction of their health history to the particular doctor that runs the bus, Dr. Burke. But he says, look, we're taking a good history. We got great staff. The bus looks nice. I mean, the bus looks really, really nice. And he's not the first doctor doing it. There's lots of people that have clinics that are available for college students or for part of years to go and get their hangover drip. their IV bag of normal saline, little vitamins in them, etc. So we talked about that previously on the show. Well, unfortunately, during the news coverage, this boy, Justin Newman, was wearing his, I guess, his AGGIE athletic training shirt, okay? Didn't have his name in the paper. Name wasn't used, but apparently his school noticed him in the picture and decided, I guess, to fire him from his research position, and he lost a fall campus internship. Now, he had asked Associated Press to remove the photo, but, of course, they couldn't. I mean, you know, once the photo was out there, et cetera, you know. I mean, he looks like a nice-looking kid. He probably went partying, et cetera. I mean, if he's a graduate student, he's of age, right? Most graduate students, because, I mean, you know, if you finish high school around 17, 18 years old, in order to be in graduate school, you have to take at least 4 years of college, which means he would be of age, you know. He did face a disciplinary hearing. But he did tell the newspaper that in a follow-up email, there were no repercussions for his actions. Apparently, university spokesman Lane Stevens says his privacy laws prevent him from speaking about the student Newman. You know, why would he be fired? You know, maybe they just don't want their students looking like they get drunk. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it didn't sound like I was a medical student. I mean, I know when I went to medical school, nobody ever told us to avoid pictures of public drunkenness or proof that we had experienced some drunkenness, etc. And, of course, back then, you know, you didn't have as much social media, etc. But, yeah, you had newspapers back then. I mean, we didn't use tablets. Thank you. But it was just kind of understood to be careful because patients see you. And if you do end up in the newspaper, it may not bode well for the rest of your medical school education. You know, I mean, as a medical student, you start seeing patients day one. We're introduced to patients. We're in the little lab coat. The lab coat cuts off at the waist, right? Whereas the doctors get to wear the lab coat that covers the tushy. That's an easy way for nurses and staff of the hospital to know who's the doctor and who isn't. Right? The doctor has the long coat, the medical student doesn't. But we start to interview patients, we start to talk to patients. And so any form of public drunkenness or proof that we required treatment for public drunkenness, i.e. this picture did in this particular case, you know, could have possibly been used against us and possibly could have gotten us kicked out of medical school. Yeah, I mean, do medical students drink? Yeah, I mean, law students drink. I mean, yeah, people party. So, you know, I'm not sure what their thinking was on why he lost his research position, you know. And again, they aren't commenting. I think it was pretty harsh unless Texas A&M wants a certain behavior by their students. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, remember, you know, when pictures are out there, they are out there. I mean, one thing that really frustrates a lot of us is Facebook and social media. You know, I'll give a talk and people will take a picture of me by their phone. And I'm honored. I get to MC a Republican event, a Siena Republican event next Thursday. So I'm really honored. I love getting to MC or talk or speak at these events. Very exciting. And then there's a charity event for the Girls Club and underserved children that I get to MC later in the month of May. So I'm excited. I love these events. But what seems to happen during these events is somebody will take a picture of you, you know, from their phone at their dinner table. And many times the picture they get is from an angle that's under your chin as opposed to an angle that's above your head. And for those of you that know a little bit about photography, you know that if you take a picture of somebody under their chin, you get to not only see the chin, but any multiple chins. Right? And it just doesn't seem to be the best look. Remember there was an article we talked about how people look better with a picture taken from their left? Okay, you know, when people take a picture of you when you're talking, they just take a picture. I mean, you don't get the best angle. All right, I've tried to pose, and it just looks too fake. I'm like, you know what, let them take pictures. But what do they do with those pictures? They tag you on Facebook, or they tag you, or they say, here's a picture of Dr. Dolly, etc. And then when you Google images of yourself, these pictures are in there. And so anybody could take a picture of you, post it on the internet, and it's there, and you can't take it off. I mean, I've tried. I mean, I was bending over, picking something up at a party, and somebody got that picture, so all you saw was my butt. I mean, not my butt really, but just, you know, me bending over. And then I was on a field trip, and I was trying to fix my pants under my shirt, and the teacher got a picture of me with my hand fixing the back of my pants under my shirt. Well, of course, at 50 feet distance, it looked like I was scratching my butt. And I had to track whoever was down to get that picture off because it looks like Dr. Dahlia is scratching her butt. And, yes, I do scratch my butt occasionally. I mean, you know, we all do, but I really don't need that plastered all over the internet. And so one thing that's extremely frustrating, I know many people love the internet age. We love how we don't have to open up an encyclopedia. You could go to Wikipedia or look things up on Mayo Clinic. You know, you could ask the doctor online. I mean, there's so many things you could do. You could listen to amazing medical talk radio on GCNlive.com. Absolutely. And, you know, awesome shows at Genesis Communications Network, not just my own. So there's so many things you can do with the internet, but the one thing I hate, absolutely hate, is the lack of privacy. A picture gets taken and you don't even realize a flash, literally, second flash gets taken and it could be all over. Now, obviously, this person must have given his name. I mean, for them to know who this was, it wasn't a random person. But, you know, it's very easy to tell who he is from, you know, and I mean, this was a big story. I mean, I was actually kind of amazed. You know, I was interviewed by somebody for the Associated Press, and I really didn't realize how this article came up all over the place. San Jose, Mercury News, Daily Mail, the Metro in Canada. I mean, just amazing how it goes all over the place. But unfortunately, if your picture was in it, your picture was plastered all over the world. And so just keep in mind, you just don't have the privacy that you think you do. And be careful. Things will come back to haunt you. You know, we always talk about how people are suspended from school or fired because of pictures of them drinking. You know, I mean, many of us have private lives. I know employers like to think of us as stoic soldier type. You know, we do everything by the book, etc. But many of us have lives. But maybe in the past, ignorance was bliss. Let the employer have some idea, fantasy about who you really are so that, when, you know, but now there's no ignorance because people can find you and see you. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide nationwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have had a fabulous show tonight. Oh, if you miss any of my show over the last few hours, you can always go to my website, and we have an on-demand button. So my website is drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. There's an on-demand button. Click that on-demand button, and you'll be able to hear the last few hours of the show. If you need to hear farther back than that, you could go to our shows or clips link and get in touch with our archives and podcasts. So you'll be able to listen there. We don't want you missing anything because we just talk about so much. And we have fun. All right, that's what's most important. We are live right now taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we talked about that mad cow disease and that California dairy cow that was found. So the USDA now is looking for offspring of the California dairy cow that had the mad cow disease because they want to make sure that those animals are not affected with the disease as well. We talked about mad cow caused by a prion causing a bovine and spongiform encephalopathy, which basically is a destruction of the brain. And on pathology, it looks like a sponge, right? This prion, which is kind of like virus-like, kind of has properties of like virus and bacteria, but it's called a prion, gets into the brain, starts to affect the brain, which causes, them to be mad, go mad, which is where mad cow came from. We talked about how this cow was not eaten by humans, so we don't think humans were going to be exposed to mad cow. Humans don't get mad cow, but they get something similar called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and also caused by a prion. So right now, no. But remember what I said, they better see if there's any more. So USDA Chief Veterinarian John Clifford, in an audio recording on the agency's website, said there is evidence that mad cow disease can be passed from mother to calf. Of course, they talk about humans getting the deadly variant of the disease by eating contaminated milk. But studies show it cannot be caught by drinking milk. You could get it from the meat, but not the milk. Okay, so now they're looking at any cows that were herd mates of the infected cow when it was younger. All right, so they're looking for siblings, I guess. The USDA announced Tuesday it had discovered the first U.S. case of mad cow disease, also known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy, since 2006. Usually the infection is detected by routine testing at a California rendering plant, and they stressed, again, no meat has entered the food supply. All right, so right now they're trying to figure out when and where the cow was born and try to see who else was in the herd. And they usually tag these cattle so they should know. They say the USDA tests about 40,000 cattle a year out of nearly 34 million cattle slaughtered in the U.S. annually. They don't check all of them. But, yeah, it makes people a little nervous that they did find one in the 40,000. Does that mean that if they tested 80, they'd find two? We don't know. I don't know. But, it is rare. They say the USDA started to ramp up testing for mad cow disease after they detected it in the U.S. for the first time in 2003. 2004 to 2006, they tested about 785,000 animals per Fox News reporting, compared to just 20,000 in 2003. So they started to really up the amount of animals. But, of course, remember, this was going on. Mad cow disease was going on in Europe at the time. In August 2006, the USDA scaled back testing to 40,000 cattle a year because they didn't see much of it. So, all right. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's unfortunately, these diseases are always one step ahead of everybody else, if you notice. You know, so when they start to test people, it's after people were affected. And then, you know, it just goes, the pendulum swings back and forth. And then, you know, they calm back down again. And anyway. All right, let's move on. What else in the news today? Apparently, doctors are starting to regret their career choices. Even though people think that their salaries are high, and salaries still remain higher than other careers, many doctors, they surveyed about 24,000 physicians, said, they are regretting their career choices. Now, according to this survey, this is what they say what some of these people make, okay? All right, now remember, I'm a family doc, okay? I don't get to make this. Radiologist, $315,000 a year. Orthopedic surgeon, $315,000 a year. Cardiologist, $314,000 a year. This is according to a Medscape WebMD annual survey. Urologist, $309,000. Anesthesiologist, $309,000. Yet, your primary care doctors, pediatricians, family docs, internal medicine, at about $150,000, $160,000 a year, assuming they aren't hit by the recession. Those are people that are salaried. Many of us have in our own clinic hit by the recession. Diabeticians, endocrinologists, psychiatrists, $168,000 to $170,000. Now, even though they say radiologists and orthopedics are making at least 10 to 12% less a year, 54% say they would choose a career in medicine again, but that is less than 69% back in 2011. So now we have half of all doctors saying no, they'd rather leave the field. 11% say they consider themselves rich. 45% say my income probably qualifies as rich, but because of all the debts and the expenses, I don't feel rich. You know, like I've told you, there have been many times where I had more money in the bank waiting tables than I do as a physician. Because when you own your own practice, you're the last one to get paid. All right, you pay your staff, you pay all your expenses, and if money doesn't come in, or insurance has a glitch and doesn't pay you like Medicare had last year, didn't pay us for 9 months, You could go bankrupt, and many doctors have gone bankrupt. So I hate to think that you have to overly incentivize people by, you know, increasing their monetary incentive to become doctors, etc. But I got to tell you, when you have doctors in the field saying they wish they didn't go to medicine, and you have these young ones, aspiring to be a doctor listening to this, it makes them worried. Now, when I was in medical school and I was younger, I was told that by the 10-year mark, I'm going to be tainted and I'm going to not be as excited about medicine. And I'm like, that was the late 90s. Now, was it because I was being talked to by doctors going through the recession and they were losing money at the time? I don't know. But, then we had the boom. Things were going well and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Well, then, and my 10th year of postgraduate, even though I practiced medicine in Arizona for a couple years in the ER, technically at the 10-year mark with my practice, I wasn't jaded at all or tainted, but I was definitely feeling the hurt. And you have student loans to pay off. You have expenses. Your medical supplies are going up. Everybody else starts cutting their costs, but your medical supplies, no, they went up. Boxes of gloves doubled. While we're getting hit with the recession and insurance reimbursements dropping, supplies are going up. And many doctors said, to heck with this. And almost every doctor I know has another business on the side. They're doing something else. I get emails all the time going, Dr. Talia, why are you in radio? They like the show, but, you don't make money in radio. Why aren't you just doing your practice? Well, one, I love radio. B, I love giving free medical advice and, teaching you guys about things, so I love it. I wouldn't do anything different. But, I'm not alone in having something else on the side, doing something else. It's just medicine is not what it cut out to be. Also, it's nice to kind of get away from some of the negativity that you get. When an insurance company pays you 72 cents, that really doesn't do much for your self-esteem. But if that's all they think my, 20 or 30 minutes was worth with the patient, it really starts to wear on you. And yes, we're seeing many doctors retire early. I just had another patient come to me saying their doctor retired. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? He's only a few years older than me. They're like, he's done. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so, we're really losing our current doctors, and we're going to lose the influx of doctors. And it's not pretty. Now, thank heavens we have physician assistants and nurse practitioners, and many of them are excellent. I have two physician assistants. I love them dearly. They are phenomenal. But you have, many patients that will only want to see doctors, and we're really not going to have them out there. All right, guys, this was a great show. If you missed any part of it, go to my website at drdahlia.com so you can hear earlier shows from tonight. Make sure you're safe. Be safe this evening and tune in tomorrow. We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.